Hey, calm down. Come on. All right. F y'all, man. All right, it's my fault.
I need a mirror. Like, do my makeup.
So, how you guys doing?
Fabulous.
Good.
Fantastic.
Good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, it's a good day. Good day to have a little conversation on Alex B podcast. Yeah, what's it like being modern day women?
Modern day women?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like that one, do you?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like in this day and age, like, I mean, E will disagree with this. I already know he's going to disagree, but...
Y'all like that label, though? Modern day women?
What's it... Yeah, modern day women, because women
like
modern day are different than women were.
But y'all, you like that label when someone's
like,
hey,
the label in some sense, but not
okay,
other sense.
What's good modern? They're not going to say what's
modern.
Good modern, but they're going to address you like you're a modern day woman, so.
Right.
Who says that, though?
I'm about
That's
to start
the first
saying
time
that.
I've
good
been
modern.
Called a modern day woman.
I mean, you live in the modern day, right?
You're right.
Yeah,
modern
you're right.
Day.
But so
is
my mom and my grandma, but are they modern day women?
Let's say.
Your grandma, probably not.
Right.
But she live in the modern day. Is that your definition or what?
What he's saying is y'all act modern. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
So what's it? So it's like it's a good time. Like
it's a good time to be
lit.
Good time. It's lit.
It's lit.
Yeah. No complaints. None at all whatsoever.
Yeah.
Lots.
Lots of complaints. Ah, please. Okay.
Oh,
tell,
yeah. Air them out.
Tell us. Give us
Look,
some complaints.
Look, Brent got a lot to say, so we gonna hear.
Obviously, you got some complaints about being modern day woman over here in the United States of America.
In the U.S. of A.
In the U.S. of A, you got some complaints.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't really speak on being a modern day woman anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sure it's probably not as lit in some other places, but
I just want to hear what the complaints are.
Yeah,
yeah. What are the complaints?
Complaints
are
being.
It's not necessarily a complaint. I mean, it's just kind of the standard, you know, that we're expected to live at. You know.
Oh, I got a big complaint.
Oh, go ahead.
I got a big complaint. Actually, I just thought of it. One of my big complaints is, like, beauty standards now. Like, every bitch is fake. That's
Dead
one
ass.
Of my big complaints.
See, these
you
lips,
know,
I miss,
they real.
You know that.
I miss 2000.
Oh, how are you in the middle of painting? You think I was gonna let it slide like that?
You're wrong for that.
Yeah, you're wrong for that. Because
you've
seen the real me. You act like I look like this every fucking day.
Just the thing is, I'm not discounting that, but I'm just saying you was in the middle of painting.
I meant
and he's like, yeah, everybody, man, they over there fake, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, not that. I don't even care if women get shit done. It's just I feel like every woman looks the same, bro. Like, maybe that's my bigger complaint. I feel like I see so many bitches and they just all look the same.
I mean, it's only so many customizations you can paint
exactly.
on.
Nah, they
you
all just
I mean?
Trying to look like Miss Kim K in their own way.
I mean, that's even Kim K trying to look like somebody else, too. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
I don't know. That's not what she looked like. You seen
she
the pictures?
She trying to look like Cher.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cher?
She does love Cher.
Right.
She loves Cher. And that's like...
I don't know who that is. I don't keep up with the... keep up with all
I think she's like it was an artist or an actress.
She's
a
singer.
She's a singer.
Do you guys feel like you guys are like it's equal, like it's like, you know, fair here, like just
fair in terms
here?
Of what?
Yeah, I mean just fair, just like living as a modern day woman. You think it's fair?
I mean, I think anybody can live how they want to live nowadays, and I think that's the beauty of the modern day.
I think
there not as
asking.
Much restrictions.
You
as
got?
The,
do you?
And you, know
you didn't answer
no.
the question. Is do you? Is it? Are you guys?
No.
You don't
why,
see. Look
why,
at that
why,
now.
Why don't you
exactly.
think it's fair? Look, I feel like there's women nowadays could do whatever they want. Literally.
You spin right now.
I'm just saying.
Women can do whatever they want.
I mean, anybody
can
do whatever they want.
Judged, you know what I mean? Like, so are you really like? Are we really living fairly if they're not getting judged for certain shit and we are? You know what I mean? Like, we can all do the same shit, but they're going to see everyone in a different way.
Or do y'all not judge dudes?
We don't get judge you guys as harshly.
Oh, that's cap.
Whoa.
Hey, Alex, you got to bring the hats out. You got to bring the hats out, bro. I was almost going to rock with y'all, but then right there, yeah.
Tell me and Brian have a little bit different opinions.
Nah. Y'all don't
just
judge us hard.
Different opinions. We do. No, I judge
hard.
Nah, I'm picky. I don't know about you,
dude's
bro.
Dude's not stepping out clean, man. What? They're not getting no looks, man. They're not.
It's not even about looks. It's
you can't
just
even
about
be your friend
if they're
not
you have
clean.
In yourself.
So
if you
so,
have good values, like if you're a good person.
So you're saying y'all don't judge us as harshly as we judge y'all. Is that the claim?
No, I don't agree with that.
So she don't agree with that because she.
I don't agree
you,
with that.
How you feeling? Because you look like you're pondering that one. Because I'm about, listen, I'm about to go in right now. You think y'all don't judge us harshly? Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I'll give
she
you
wants to take it back now, huh?
No, you can, whatever you want to do.
No, I'm going to stand beside it. I'm going to stand beside it.
Y'all judge us even more harshly. Yeah.
How's way?
Let's go there. I mean, look. One thing I say is this. Like, he's talking about modern day women and stuff. That label funny to me. But anyways, the thing is like, D'Lo was saying, you know, women can do a lot of things these days. And I agree with that. And honestly, I like that. I think y'all should be able to do a lot of things y'all are doing. Where I think it get rocky is like, you know, you're going to have modern day, you know, activities. You get modern day consequences too.
I knew this was.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing that ain't nobody want to talk about that. Everybody want to go, oh, I can do that, I can do this, which is cool, right? But like, you also gonna get them consequences too.
There's always been consequences. I don't think the consequences will ever go anywhere.
Big facts.
But also, like, I think men underestimate how much like consequences are on the other end too.
I think you're right about that. I think that's huge. I think that's probably a huge part of my life.
Like, you think women are so attracted to men who get a bunch of women, which they are, but after a long time, like, that turns into resentment.
It can.
It does.
See, but not for all dudes. Some dudes just trying to have fun, you know what I mean? Because they can. Oh. You know what I mean? And then when
but when someone's telling you...
No, let's be real. Like, some dudes, like,
laugh.
Y'all, if you really
I'm
gonna
laugh right now. I'm gonna just laugh.
Some
right
dudes
now.
Just trying to have fun.
But listen, I literally had somebody tell me if a woman does this, she a hoe, but if a man does, he's not. Or men can't be hoes. And
all right, let's go there.
Let's get into it.
All right, before I burn the house down, go ahead, y'all. Go ahead and make your final
men can
plan
be hoes.
That.
Men can be just as hoes as women. And I know you're gonna say,
you don't know what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I know what you're gonna say. Oh, girls could get it easier. Boys gotta work for it. Yitty yitty yada blibbity blibbity.
That's not even what I'm gonna say.
Okay, but you said that before. I know you're not gonna say that.
That's not even what I'm gonna say.
I know what you're gonna say.
No, what am I gonna say? Let me know what I was gonna say.
You're gonna talk about the nature of both male and female, correct?
Oh, keep going. Okay, yes. For people that don't know, keep going.
See, okay, I know what you're saying. Because it is in a male's innate nature to hump.
Right? I'm not even gonna say that, because that's not even true for every dude.
But it's true for a lot of them, right?
No, I mean, it could be. But this is the thing I understand. It's like, y'all mad at your own problem y'all creating.
Huh. You're right, because women hate on women.
I mean, there's that. I'm just saying, we talk about, like, being a hoe or whatever y'all want to use, like, whatever term you want to use. Like, this is the thing. If you go back 100 years ago in this country, right, you think, if you look at the promiscuity you see happening today, right, and 100 years ago, you think there's more promiscuity happening today than 100 years ago?
No.
You think you say no?
No.
You say there was equal promiscuity happening 100 years ago? Versus today?
Yeah, it just wasn't as out there.
That's cap.
People were doing it more behind
that's
the back.
That's actually not true.
Okay.
You want to know why, though?
Okay, I want to hear it.
Do you want to know why people can be as promiscuous today as they are? You want to know what those reasons are?
What those reasons?
There's a couple different inventions that allow promiscuity to flourish.
Oh, yeah, yes. I see what you mean.
You see what I'm saying?
The internet.
I mean... You can say that, but I'm saying, let's go deeper than that. Like, there's literally some physical inventions that have allowed promiscuity to flourish. Think about it. 100 years ago, if you was a woman trying to be promiscuous, which, do your thing. Me, if you want to be promiscuous, go ahead and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? But there was a consequence to that. Because if you want to do that, when there's no birth control 100 years ago, and you might not have had any condoms 100 years ago, no protection... You think a lot of women was going to try and go be promiscuous knowing the consequences of that?
So you're saying pull-out game was weak back then.
I'm not even saying that because I wasn't around.
No,
like
you're
that.
Right. You're right.
But the cost was higher at that time. Whereas now, there's a lot more birth control, right? And then there's devices you can use, like condoms and other stuff, that you can actually use as a physical layer of protection.
I agree.
These inventions have allowed promiscuity to flourish. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And the internet.
Right. So when you talk about
and the internet.
Dudes being promiscuous and women being you can both be promiscuous, but you're going to get judged differently because that's because of y'all, though.
Yeah.
That's why I said it's not an equal world.
It's because of y'all. And plus, y'all, listen.
I wasn't thinking about equal world, like, sexually. I was thinking about equal world, like, women could are more, can be, can have always been able to be more successful, like, financial-wise, right, than men. But I feel like that's just a more modern-day thing.
Yeah, and I
like,
agree.
Women,
I think
yeah,
that's a good thing, though.
It is a good thing. I think it's
that's
a great
a good
thing.
Get your bag.
Facts.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If, I mean, if that's the route we're taking it, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I agree.
But when it comes to that whole thing y'all was saying before about being promiscuous, I'm like, I don't know if y'all want to do that, because even y'all look at girls a certain way that y'all feel like getting after it in that sense.
I look at men that same way too, though.
My
like,
thing is
to
this.
Me, I look at a man that's doing that and think the same exact thing of him as a girl I would think that's doing that shit.
I don't know. I think that's cap.
I don't think that's cap at all.
You trying to bring the hats out, bro?
You could
bring
the hats
out.
I'll put it right on your hats because that I think that's true.
Damn, that's animosity over there, though.
I'm just saying.
Hey,
what's up?
Well, are all females queens?
I think everybody.
Everyone has the potential.
No, no.
Come on.
No, they have the potential.
Come on.
They want to.
Hey.
Equal opportunity.
That's what I was gonna fucking say.
Let her go.
I was gonna say that everybody has the opportunity to be who they want to be.
See, that's not even an answer though.
No,
right?
Look, can you let me fucking finish? You.
Go ahead then.
Everybody has the opportunity to be who they want to be. But the only person that is going to allow them to be that person that they want to be is them.
We call that a whole lot of sweet nothings. That's what we call that.
Oh, my God.
That's sweet nothings.
How is that sweet nothings? He said it are women queens. I'm sure all women want
she
to be
said, queens. He said everybody queens. She said, I think if everybody want to be a true queen in their essence and their own way,
the only person
own
that could be a
queen.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. That's
what
not what I'm
saying?
Even close
go ahead,
saying.
Go off then.
What I'm
saying?
Saying is, in your sense of queen, blah, 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 fucking blah, women have the opportunity to be a queen and however, not how they see it, right? Because there's a definition to that word.
So we just got millions of queens and
no,
stuff
we don't.
Around.
No,
we just got a whole bunch of queens all over the place.
Oh my God.
There's queens
your
everywhere,
dad's not
right?
Even letting me talk.
No, you go ahead. I'm just saying, like, he said.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, just like men have the opportunity to be great men, women could be great women if they choose to be a good woman.
So not all women are queens.
Everybody has the potential to be as great as they want to be.
That's, yeah.
But exactly. Crazy. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Hey,
you can be as great as you want to be.
Because
you're not listening to me. Brandy's
no, I'm
listening.
To me. I'm listening
to
you. I just don't think it's a whole lot of cap. You think it's healthy to raise young... You think it's healthy to raise young daughters and tell them that they're queens? You think it's healthy for their psyche? As a young girl being raised in the United States to tell them they're queens? When they're 5 years old, you think that's healthy for them?
I'm going to tell them that they could be whatever they want to be. If they want to be a queen, be a queen.
All right, let's take it out of just you per se. I'm saying, like, there's a lot of women that are being raised as, like, their royalty, right? Like, they're literally growing up in their household and their brothers and their family and their moms. They're raising them, like, saying, you a queen, you a princess, like, all this stuff. That's what they're being told. And you've seen it on Disney, too, when they watch their movies. Right? When they watch Frozen, they feel, oh, that's me. I can do that. That's me. Like, do you think that's healthy for the psyche?
Is that healthy for their psyche? I mean, it's more about self-esteem.
See, but my problem is this. And we talk about self-esteem. It's like, my problem is if you raise somebody to believe that they're royalty, if they get older, they turn 20-something years old, 23, and the world shows them that you actually ain't no royalty, don't you think that can be kind of destructive for their psyche? That's like a dude who, let's say a dude's basketball player, the whole city think he got next, right? But like he live in a farm town, though. He don't understand that in NYC, like, they really hooping over there, right? And so he leave the town, he go to a college team, maybe go to Georgetown or something, and then he really find out, like, his town was like, oh, you're the chosen one and stuff, and then he find out he ain't even the chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then he don't know what to do now because he thought he was something that he wasn't the whole time.
That's on him.
So dang. See, that's how I feel about the whole royalty thing.
Mm. Okay.
It's like some of these women being told, oh, I'm a princess, I'm this. And it's like, you not. And then what happens is, and instead of people telling them you not, they find out when they 23, 24, like, yeah, you ain't no princess. And, like, people don't even tell them that directly. Like, life just shows them, hey, you're not even what you thought you was.
Yeah, but if they live their life correctly, then maybe they will be what they thought they was. That's up to them.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. That's up to them.
I think if you look at, like, I'm not saying it's just women. I mean, like, if you look at people who are being told things as a child, oh, you a king and all this stuff, like, or a woman, like, oh, you a queen, all this stuff, and then, like, you hit your mid-20s and you realize that you not, like, that can boot you right into some depression. That's why I say...
I think that if it's booting you into depression, then you've just been ignorant.
You feel what I'm saying?
For a large part of your life.
You just talk about ignorance. And that's what I think with the whole royalty thing. Like, I don't know if y'all know, like, what royalty really is. Like,
but I'm not out here telling every woman you're a queen. I'm out here saying you as good as you want to be. If you want to be doing the shit you're doing, you're doing that shit because you want to be doing it. So what you are,
you think it's
as,
think
as
it's
a
healthy.
Part of your actions...
You think it's healthy to feel like you're a queen walking around?
But who's feeling like that?
Oh, what? You
who's
serious?
Like
you'd be surprised.
You don't think girls walking around like that have just as much insecurities as anybody else?
Okay, so you're saying them feeling like a queen is cap?
Feeling like 100% good about yourself is mostly cap for anybody.
I agree with that. We in agreement right there. That's what
okay.
I'm saying, though. As I'm saying, like, there are people, you know, that are walking around thinking they're queens, right?
And if that's how you choose to live,
queen,
yeah. What?
Are we talking
that
about
is
very,
a good question.
Yeah,
like
how
about,
are we defining
like
this?
The
what
queen
is,
that we'd be watching? You know, like Disney Channel,
yeah,
like Disney
that's
movies.
That's what I'm talking about.
Or are we talking about like
because when
real
you a queen, when you
shit?
A queen, I'm talking about yes. That's what I'm talking about. Because when you a queen, you get special treatment.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't get special treatment. That's the problem. So you expecting special treatment, and so then when you don't get it in your mid-20s, you start feeling some type of way. You're like, I thought I was a queen. I thought I was this. Why am I not getting what I deserve? Why am I not getting special treatment? Because somebody done lied to you and said you was a queen that deserves special treatment when you was 6 years old. But really, you just like anybody else, just a regular person, and you not royalty. And that's why you not getting special treatment.
That's a real good question.
That's why I'm saying it. Yeah. That's what's happening to people our age right now. It's like they come into the realization slowly, oh, I'm not royalty. I don't deserve special treatment because ain't nobody deserves special treatment.
But I also think it depends on the context on how the way your family told you were a princess or a queen.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
Some of them might tell you that, oh, you're a princess, you're a queen because you're wearing a pretty dress and you look like the girl on TV, other than telling them that you need people to serve you and listen to everything that you'd be saying. You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
So it's like some people may take it very literal, but some people may take it in more of like an animated sense where they want to be like the cartoons rather than what you see in real life with royalty and being servants and living in a castle, like a real life castle and having duties.
Right.
Because if we're really teaching them to be royalty, you'd be telling them everything about what it takes to, you know, be a real princess and,
right.
you know, eventually be a queen or, you know,
right.
all that stuff. Like Princess Diaries.
No, I agree with that.
You know?
I 100% agree with
yeah,
that.
So
I think it depends on how you take it.
Yeah.
Going back to the good about the psyche stuff, I mean, I think it's good to, like, give children confidence, but I think they're gonna perceive themselves in the world how they are going to.
Right. But my thing is, like, and I have people that I, like, athletes that I train and consult
mm-hmm.
with, like, confidence is good. Is a good thing that you need to have. It's very important. You about to move on to the next thing, Alex?
Yeah, well, I wanted to touch on, like, the whole deserve thing.
Yeah, before and we're gonna get into that. My thing is this: with the confidence thing that I try to instill in the athletes that I consult, it's like I want you to have confidence, but your confidence needs to be based in a real, tangible thing.
Yeah,
I tell my athletes like, "Yo, if you want to have the confidence, the green light to shoot like 20 shots a game, is your work ethic reflective of 20 shots a game? Can you hit those shots at a high clip in all the spots you're going to shoot them?
Mm-hmm.
If the answer is yes, and you working and staying out to practice, staying early, doing the film studies, and you can actually hit at an efficient clip, your coach going to let you do it because it's going to help the team. But if your work ethic is not that, and you have the same confidence as someone who does, it don't match. So you want the confidence to match, you know, like, you want it to match the work ethic and what you can actually accomplish at the same time.
Right.
Right. But anyways, go ahead and touch on the...
The deserve part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I hear that a lot, man. You know? Like, the whole I deserve thing. What is that, ladies?
I think deserving something is just you know you worked hard for something and you deserve the benefits or the whatever's gonna come out of that. But also, like, the benefits are how you perceive them.
How about in terms of, like, okay, deserve in terms of a romantic relationship? Like,
okay, deserve is just like, if I'm doing something, like, if I'm treating you how you want to be treated, I feel like I deserve to be treated how I want to be treated.
Golden rule, I like that. Yeah, okay.
I feel like that's just simple in relationships. Like, when you say, oh, I deserve treatment, it's definitely treatment. It's definitely a kindness, a respect, big on respect, a loyalty, that kind of stuff. Because if I'm treating you how you like to be treated, I feel like you should treat me how I like to be treated. Like, I deserve that because I do that for you.
Now, let's touch on something that's, you know, prevalent into lots of psyches of women, female, you know, chasing things of the higher hypergamy status. Let's say you want a man of high status who has access to multiple women.
Facts.
And you want his monogamy. Do you deserve it?
I mean, I...
What does it take for a woman to deserve that man's, like, commitment and loyalty? What do you think?
That's something only that man can answer.
But what do you think about it?
What do you think about it, though?
He's
yeah.
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I was like,
what
like,
do you? What do I think about that particularly? I think that that's just something that, again, has to be established by the man. If that man feels like he deserves, you know, loyalty from multiple women, but he don't owe any women loyalty because of what he has, then that's how he's going to feel. You can't change that no matter how much you feel you deserve X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D. Just because you're being loyal or respectful or doing everything you think you can do for this man. The reality of the situation is that man could do a lot for himself. So you can't do much else for him. And that's just the reality of it. But be a good woman. But there's multiple women out there that could probably be a good woman. It's going to be more about the connection y'all have and how he feels about you. But again, only he can decide that. That's really not shit you could do about that.
Who's, this is different in every house, but who's the head of the household?
In my house?
Yeah. Well, just, yeah, sure, your house. Let's say your
okay,
house.
Okay, obviously the head of the household? My parents don't live in the same household anymore, but when growing up, the head of the house, I feel like my parents just had different roles. Like, my dad was, like, stern, put his foot down, you know, brought home the bread. I mean, both my parents worked, but my dad made more money. But my mom also, like, had a lot of say, too, because my dad respect, like, there was a lot of respect that my dad had for my mom to make decisions. I don't know. I would say it was, like, almost equally shared by my
was
parents.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it equally?
Yeah. For me. I'm not saying people are like that. Like, there was no head of the household. I feel like my parents, like, equally shared responsibility.
So,
my parents are both really strong personalities.
I believe it. So, I mean, if push came to shove and we were in Armageddon times.
Probably my mom.
Really?
Because she's more organized.
More what?
Organized.
Is organization...
less panicky. I would say my dad, like, kind of, you know...
So she likes
a little more scatterbrained. My mom's a little more organized. My dad's like more the muscle, I would say, if he had to get shit done in that sense. But also, my mom would do that if she needs to because she high key crazy. But I don't know, like, in terms of you're saying, okay, Armageddon, like, I feel like my parents would work together. They had their problems, but they were always a good team. I feel like what one lacks, the other one brought, vice versa. Or what one was missing, the other one had. So that's why I say it was kind of equal. Because not one had everything.
Okay.
I don't know about y'all.
I think that's interesting because I think there's a lot of people out there that might think like there needs to be like one answer to that. Like, oh, dude needs to be the head of the household. That's cool that you think that. My thing is like it's all about who's qualified to do it. So like if you're in a situation where like D-Lo's talking about where her mom could do certain things better, then I think she should probably take charge of those things.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool that you want to be in charge of those things, but if she better qualified, she probably should do it.
Because
the last thing you want to do is have somebody who's not as qualified take charge of something they're not qualified to do.
Agreed.
Now, if you do desire to do the whole, like, traditional family, like, old school days, like, father's the head of household, that's fine, but then you would have to be qualified to do that.
Yes.
So that I think wanting to be that is cool and it's great. Do your thing. But if you're not qualified
you to have
head
to be
in your household, then it's not gonna happen that way. So that's like the biggest thing for me when it comes to that.
Oh yeah.
I definitely grew up in a household that was like that, but it worked out that way. Like my dad was qualified to be the head of the household.
Mm-hmm.
It was not something to be disputed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was like that. But if you're in a household that's not like that, then you might see a different expression of that. You feel what I'm saying?
Agreed.
So
man.
I think you have to distinguish the wanting to be the head of the household and are you actually qualified for that? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think what you were explaining is interesting because like that's actually a real thing that you see all the time.
Yes.
It just depends on who's...
Yeah, you know. I wouldn't say like at all there was no like head of the household. Like my parents just, they knew what each was better at and they let the other take the charge when those situations came about.
So see, they were teammates.
They were teammates.
They were teammates.
They worked well together. Yeah.
They helped each other. Okay.
They understood what each of them lacked and what each of them brought and let one do their thing when that time came and when this one's strength was needed, then it was their turn. They didn't like fight over that shit. Like they didn't argue much. My parents have both similar, you know, views of life. They grew up similarly, right? They grew up in the same city. They're both Puerto Rican, so they have a similar cultural background. And my grandparents are like that too. Like my dad's parents, I would say like there was no head of the household. Like both of them worked, both of them did everything, you know, and my mom's parents the same way. They both did everything. So it was never like one dominating over the other.
So maybe it was like cultural compromise in a way, because like for me the way that I grew up, like that's not how it goes.
I would say it's a but I'm also saying in Hispanic culture, like it's very also typical for the man to be the man of the household. My family is not like that. I would say my family believes more in equality and like everybody pulling their own weight.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
See, for me, it's different for me because I like the game of chess. So I think of life in terms of like chess. So I'm a thinking person. So I like, you know, when you play chess, you realize that the most significant piece on the board is the king. And that's why I ask questions like, is every female a queen? Because not all females move like queens. It takes certain, like IQ and EQ, all these things, you know, like awareness to be a queen, like actual queen, to move like one.
Mm-hmm.
Cunning, empathetic, compassionate,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
all these things. Like strong in her own graceful way. So
like,
because the queen is the most powerful piece on the board.
I agree.
Most powerful, but it's not the most significant because even, but it's just like, because everyone's protecting the king because everyone values what the king has to say. At the very end, that's the final decision.
But not every man's a king either.
So...
That's true.
What was that?
Not every man's a king.
Exactly. No, that's so like it. So that's what it is for me. That's how I live my life. I do everything it takes to be like an actual like final decision maker.
Yeah.
So I mean, but the
key word is what you said is you do everything it takes to be a final decision maker.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because that's kind of the path I'm on right now. It's like a lot of what I do that I don't speak about is being someone who's qualified to be a final decision maker. Obviously, how I grew up, my dad was that. You know what I'm saying? But like, he didn't just wake up and be that. There was things he was doing behind the scenes to be qualified to be a final decision maker.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people in this world that go to work and get paid to make final decisions.
Yeah.
That's actually a thing. Like, they're literally paid to make final decisions. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't want to bear the responsibility or the cost of being someone who makes final decisions. Because if you make the wrong decision, see ya.
It's over, man.
And most people don't want to deal with that responsibility. Most people are like, oh, like for example, like if you know, like if you ask certain people to lead, some people get nervous. Oh, I don't want to do that because they're like, oh, I don't want to be responsible for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like even if you look at the last election, like you had a bunch of people trying to tell you who to vote for, right? Now, if you went and voted for who they said and things didn't go your way, you got kicked out your home. Is that person still around to take accountability for what they told you? Nah. So they wasn't even really leading you like that. They were just giving you a suggestion, but wanted you to think that they was leading. If you're not going to stand on what you're doing, then you're probably not really a leader like that.
Yeah.
That's why you're saying you're preparing yourself to be a final decision maker is key because you're training yourself to be qualified to do that.
Yeah.
So that's why I think a lot of dudes go wrong. It's like they think it's just this black and white thing. Oh, I should be a leader. should be a leader is key. Like, you want to be a leader. That's cool. Like, but are you, though?
Agreed.
Because people who are actually leaders, like, yeah, people might challenge you, but naturally things have a way of giving way for the leader to lead.
Mm-hmm. I have one question for you.
Go ahead.
All right, so you say in your household, like, your dad was that person, but do you think it would have been different if you had sisters? Because do you think your dad is qualified to make certain decisions about a woman that your mom would not be more qualified for?
Well, it depends. I mean, there's a lot to unpack in that question, but in terms of, like, if I had sisters, if you just added, like, two sisters to the mix, because I got three brothers, right? My dad still would have been exactly what he was.
I agree with that, but do you think your mom would have...
Absolutely. But there's an understanding there. There was an understanding there, because we're not from here, so... There was an understanding that that man is different. And it wasn't just in my family that that man was different. It was, like, other families would be like, okay, that man different. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, there was a natural leadership my dad had where other people would defer to him naturally. He wouldn't go, hey, I'm the leader. You know, some people come in the room, oh, I'm leader now. Like, he's like, no, you're not. Like, my dad, he would walk in the room, wouldn't even say that, but the room would defer to him. So that's a different type of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Most people would like to be that type of leader, but are you qualified for that?
Agreed.
So my household, it was different like that.
Yeah.
Now, to answer your question when it comes to women, like, you have to understand, like, this is the thing most people get wrong. So, if you have a head of a household that's a dude in a traditional house, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some things that pertain to women that your mother is going to be best suited to consult about. That's not even that's not even something you argue. Like, there's some things women are just better at doing. Better
Facts.
At seeing.
Facts.
So, what you do as a leader, if you are a leader, let's say you're the man of the house, you go and consult with your wife. Like, yo, what's the best thing to do? This is your area of expertise.
Yeah.
At your job, there's things you do better than your colleague.
Facts.
So they're going to come consult with you so they can make a better decision.
Facts.
That's how it needs to be. But the problem is sometimes the ego and the pride get in the way. Like, oh, I need to be the man, and so I'm not going to consult with you even though you know more about the finances. I'm going. That's where it breaks down, is where ego gets involved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
So then why do you think the divorce rates are so high?
I mean, look, if you're asking me, there's a lot of different things happening at once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just to name a couple, I mean, you say it's interesting we say divorce rates, because I think divorce rates can be misleading, because there's many households where you have a father and mother who are not married, raising children, just like any other married couple, but they're just not together.
Because they don't believe in the marriage? They're not believing
in the marriage? No, my family's very much like that.
Right. And they don't get counted in statistics.
Yeah, because they're not legally married.
I know they don't get counted in statistics, but I feel like those relationships work out better most of the time.
Well,
I ain't even going to lie to you. A lot of my aunts and uncles are not married or got married 15 years later. My dad's sister and her husband, they were together forever. They have a daughter. They didn't get married till she was 15.
So what I'll say is, before I actually answer your question, the reason why I brought that up is because when we immediately say, like, oh, why are divorce rates high, we leave out a lot of these situations that the numbers do not, the numbers don't tell you about these situations like D-Lo talked about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure I acknowledge those people first. But now, to answer the question about the people who are, like, traditionally married and then that didn't work out.
Right.
I mean, most divorces are initiated by women.
Yeah.
So
what's the percentage? It's not like a high percentage.
It's like 70? 60s, between 60 and 80% or something like that.
Yeah.
So
I think the problem here is that people just forget that marriage is just like a relationship.
Is it just a relationship though?
It's the highest form of relationship.
It is the highest form of relationship, but like shit goes wrong too. Like, especially when people are together for that long, like, and you have kids together and this and that, and you have a home and you have assets together, like, that just throws more problems into the mix, I would say.
Let me ask y'all something, because let's get into it, because if you ask me something, I see people going to college, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know what disturbed me the most about college? I knew why I was there, okay? And I'm not even saying I was that serious of a student, you know what I'm saying? But I knew why I was there for real, okay? The amount of people that I associate myself with or I talk to that were there just because somebody told them to be there, and they actually had no idea why they was there, was a crazy amount. And y'all know this too, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I look at marriages happening, I see relationships happening, I see marriages happening where they got married because they just thought that's what I'm supposed to do. Literally, they were just like, hey, my grandma did it, my mom did it, my so I'm going to do it too. Like, literally, we're so social like that. Some people are getting married just because they think that's what you're supposed to do. That's literally, they never questioned it for one second. They just like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. Same reason why some people go to church. They don't know why they're going. They just go because they think that's what they're supposed to do. So when you look at these marriages, the ones that are like this, how you don't even know what you're signing up for. You just think you're supposed to do it, and then you go do it, right? Then what happens when you actually married and you see what it is firsthand, some of these couples go, oh, this might not be for me. Or I don't know if I picked the right person. And so then you see this breakdown. So the biggest thing for me is like, people got to really understand what are you actually doing in the relationship in the first place? And then why are you trying to take it to marriage? Like, do you actually know why? If I asked you, if you say, oh, my family did this, so I want to do it too, you might be in trouble. I mean, that could work out, but like, you might be in trouble if you don't know what you're actually doing in it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think that alone has a part to play in it. That alone.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. Like I said, my family, it's more... I mean, my parents got married a few months after I was born, but obviously that wasn't a smart decision.
Right.
And like I said, I have a lot of aunts and uncles that have been together for years and years and years, and they either are still not married or have just recently got married. They have kids, they have a family together, they've been living together for XYZ number of years, but they understand what comes with marriage, so they may not just want those things legally, you know?
Mm.
And that's okay. Like, I have seen that, so like I wouldn't jump into marriage unless like it's something I know I wanted, it's something I know we're good, we're solid, like, because I only got one marriage in me, and that's it, so.
Same. But remember, are you saying that, like, people just jump into marriages because that's what they're told to do, right?
A lot of people, yeah.
But, like, so talking, you know, going back into, like, talking about, you know, men and women.
Right.
Right? So, man, wouldn't you want to be with a woman who believes in marriage, who believes in that higher form of commitment?
If I was going to be married, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. But at the same time, is a woman not supposed to expect the same thing from a man? Because a lot of times now, men nowadays don't want to get married. But y'all still want a woman that grew up thinking that she needed to be married, you know what I mean? And having that type of life, you know? Like, searching for a husband, searching for that before she has a family and does all that stuff. You know what I mean?
No, I know. That's funny you say that. Because I was thinking the conversation was going to lead there naturally.
Yeah.
You brought up some interesting points. It's like, you know, if I'm a dude trying to get married, I would like for my wife to be bought into the concept of marriage and have it be mean the same thing. Because culturally, it can actually mean different things.
Yeah.
But I want to be on the same page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you also brought up how some dudes don't want to get married. That's an interesting question. Why do you think that is?
Me, personally, I think it's just being the fact that all of that stuff is legally bound, like community property or alimony and all that shit. Like, if you have a lot to wager, you don't want to bet that all on one chick, do you? You feel me? Especially if, like he was talking about before, like a high status man. That's why a lot of these men of higher status don't get married, but they still look for the qualities of a woman who wants marriage, because they want her to be solely committed to him. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they have to accept him for what he wants, because he's a high man, you know, of power, and he has all that wager, and she has to accept it how it is. So, like,
right.
How is that fair in a sense?
See, the word fair can be very misleading.
Yeah.
I've actually, because, like, y'all know me on social media, like, I'll post certain things.
Yeah.
I've had people DM me saying, oh, like, you're being hypocritical because you're talking about equality and fairness. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not actually speaking about equality. Because the concept of actual equality is very hard to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm fighting for certain types of freedoms. Certain freedoms of opportunities, right? That's what I'm speaking on, right? But equality, per se, is it's cool to want equality. There's nothing wrong with wanting it. But can you actually pull that off? And can you enforce it?
Yeah.
I think the way we view relationships, I think people think of, like, relationships being very reciprocal and being symmetrical. If I wake
hold
up...
Hold on. Reciprocal and symmetrical...
They're not the same. But this is my issue. I think reciprocity is cool.
Yeah.
If you understand, if you understand what's happening, because it's a balance. This is what I say. This.
Yeah.
When I say symmetrical, this is what I mean. A lot of people think relationships have a symmetry to them. I call you this many times. I give you this much money. I give you this much energy. You need to give me that exact same set of things back. That's a natural assumption some people have in their head. And if for some reason they perpetually lost because, like, I gave this person this XYZ. Why didn't they give me XYZ? It's like, because somebody told you that relationships are symmetrical. Mm-hmm. That you're supposed to give somebody XYZ and they're supposed to give you XYZ.
Are you sure
that's not how it works. Some relationships, people are all day tweeting, frustrated. Oh, I did this for somebody. Why didn't they do it for me?
But, I mean, okay. I mean, that's isn't that a normal thought, though?
It's a normal thought, but is that actually the thought that needs to be in your mind to make a relationship work?
No, in a relationship, you're supposed to be selfless, so that should not even be a thought in your mind.
My thing is this. If you're a team in a relationship, do you guys both bring the same thing to the team?
No.
So if you bring different things, mm-hmm. When you think of the balance of the reciprocity, it's not going to be the same things that are transacted on both sides.
No, make the bed, you bring me breakfast, like... Those are two completely different things.
But that's what I'm saying. What you just said, that illustrates the beauty of it. The beauty of it is supposed to be you're not supposed to get the same things on both sides.
Yeah.
Some of the same things you're going to get.
Yeah.
What if there was no return at all? Like,
then what
that's
are you
a
doing
problem.
That relationship?
Because everybody wants something. It doesn't matter. Friends, family, everybody wants something.
Yes.
And that's to be the foundation of relationship in the first place. To be very honest about the fact that you want something.
Honesty. I think the whole issue with everything, relationships, life, is people aren't honest anymore.
Loyalty.
Okay, yes, loyalty is also a big one.
Okay, but what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean?
So I'm a person, right? Say blah, 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 blah. I want something out of a relationship, right? I come to you, I'm trying to be in a relationship with you, and I say, these are the exact things I want. And loyalty don't even have to be included in that, because some people don't want that out of a relationship.
Okay.
I'm saying.
Okay.
So, I could be a polygamous person, but I want to be with you.
Okay.
And I want...
Could be, but you're not, though.
I want all these things from you, but loyalty is one thing I don't want from you. But as long as I'm honest about that... If you don't want the same thing, boom, you have the choice to walk away. But if you do want the same thing, boom, we have the choice to make it work. I think that's just the issue. People aren't upfront about what they really want from the jump.
I think that's a part of the issue. But then another thing to think about is relationships.
Issue.
Just like people evolve over time, countries and communities evolve over time.
Then
so
you need to say what you want
every
moment.
I think that's pretty tough.
I think people know exactly what they want when they want it, and they just either keep it inside, they cap.
But is everybody in tune enough? Is everybody in tune enough to register that the things that they now, the newfound things that they want, are truly what they want? I think a lot of people are in conflict,
and that's fine. Then talk about it. Communication.
Now, okay, now you talk. Hey, you talk about communication, right? Let's talk about communication, right? What if the things that they want you can't provide?
Then
you
don't
still
want to
hear that.
No,
you
still got to go because this is what they want now. And as long as they're upfront with you, then they ain't wasting no more of your fucking time. People waste people's time like they got all the fucking time in the world. That's a problem. And not only are they wasting their time, people waste their own time more than they waste any fucking thing else.
Big motherfucking facts.
And that's horrible. Like, that's dead ass horrible.
We waste our time more than we waste a motherfucking time.
Yeah, it's bad. Like,
put that on a t-shirt.
People need to start living for themselves, really considering their time, their energy, because, like, that shit you cannot fucking get back.
No.
So if you're feeling away in a moment, and even if you feel different tomorrow, you gotta say how you're feeling today, and whatever. If you fucking feel different tomorrow, you gotta let that person that you're telling feel how they want to feel, and you gotta deal with whatever consequences there's gonna be. And that's just life.
I think in concept what you're saying is cool. Anybody would clap at that sermon you just gave. But what ends up actually happening, because what I deal
people
with,
be selfish. That's
what
I
deal
up
with
happening.
Is the reality of the situation.
That
ain't,
is reality
ain't
life.
Never
selfish.
In the history of humandom was
humans
humans going to communicate exactly what was going on in real time. Let's talk about right now. Women, y'all know this. Y'all watching. Y'all, when y'all done with a dude, do y'all tell the dude you done with him right away? Or you wait Or do you wait 8 months? They go. They're gonna wait their six months. And then they're gonna cut you off, big dog. That's what they're gonna do. So she's talking about communication, right? But what's gonna happen
okay,
is
here's the thing.
and all the girls, y'all, and hold on, I know. They go, they gradual.
What if
over
8 months
ago? They go in. So it's, what they, basically what they're saying is, see what I'm saying?
No,
that's not even what it's
cap. I'm putting
my phone on my head. That's cap.
No,
I'm putting my phone on my head. My phone really on my head, bro, for real. Like, you can zoom the camera and it's on my head, bro. It's cap.
I can tell.
I got AppleCare on my phone, bro. AppleCare on my phone was short.
Look, if you're willing for me to drag you back and forth like that, like, that's on you. I told you how I feel. If you want to stay, you can stay. If you want to leave, you could leave. But at least I told you how I feel.
At least, listen, my thing, this is my biggest thing. This is my biggest point. You're talking about people communicating in the moment. I'm like,
I communicate
this
everything
thing,
I feel
that's
every
cool.
Moment.
This is what I'm saying. That it's communicating in the moment. All that's cool, right? And
okay.
It sounds great. But do humans actually do that? No,
I do.
They
not
don't.
All humans.
No, most people don't do
it. I don't sit on feelings because, like, again, that's wasting my energy.
My
and
thing
my
is,
time.
Why are we trying
like,
to
like, as soon as something bothers me, like, yo, I must say it. Even if it's the littlest shit, because, like, why sit there and stay up overnight thinking about something that's fucking bothering you? Just say the shit, resolve it. If you feel like this person is lying, tell them you feel like they're lying, and then it's up to you to decide how you what you want to do next.
Yeah, but my point is, like, as much as we want people to act differently, like, the nature of relationships and how they operate have been pretty consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, either you're aware of how people are going to operate, like, fellas, I'm just letting y'all know, like, these girls are going to be done with you 7 months later and then tell you 7 months later. That's what they're going to do.
And ladies,
they never
gonna
change.
And ladies,
they never
going to
change.
You know,
they ain't even going to change.
I'm going to let you
know
that your
man is going to
keep
don't tell them to not do it. Because they're going to do it again in 2022 and 2023. So, fellas, y'all better just understand that. That's just a part of it, baby.
Ladies,
what it's going to be. I'm
going to let you know that your man is going to hold his feelings in until y'all break up, and then you get a new man, and then he's gonna boo-hoo. All right,
first
who
of all,
did he do
first
to you
all, first
5 months
first
later?
Of all,
and then I'm really
felt
about you. You
want
to smell the blood?
Yeah,
that's what
you want.
That's
how
you feel.
Get the
motherfucking block. You come back if you want, girl.
Nah, don't come back because
you
don't get no second chance.
Oh, man, they was crumping just now. What was going on?
Shit, which is correct
crumpet.
Shit, but like it's
the
other way around too.
Man, look, okay, so okay. Clearly there was some stuff y'all need to get off, but my thing is very simple. It's like in concept, like we want humans to do all these things, and that's cool. But the reality of the situation needs to be the most important. People are going to move a certain way. So you need to move accordingly. People are not gonna communicate with you in real time. Some people do. I think it's uncommon. But most people generally are gonna kind of sit on what they feeling before they let you know. So you just need to take that, you know what I mean? You need to keep that in mind. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I think. So that's why when D-Lo was saying what she was saying, like in concept, like communication on time and stuff, I think that's cool in concept, but that's not actually what happens in relationships. So
well,
you shouldn't even expect that.
I don't expect it.
Like, you know what I mean?
I've learned that just because I do something, I cannot expect that out of my significant other.
Big facts.
I think that's a healthy thought to have. Just even in friendships, like, you shouldn't just think
oh,
your
yeah,
friends
yeah.
are just going to do
oh,
exactly
no,
what you're
no.
doing for them. Like, sometimes
yeah,
it's a little different.
Well, everybody wants and needs certain things, and again, everybody brings different things to the table, and that's okay. That's fine. But, like I said, like, I think people just need to be upfront and, you know, straight about who they are, what they want from you. But, again, that's not going to happen. So, you got to just expect that. Be on your toes. Protect yourself because, like E said, like, that's just not the reality of life.
I think a lot of people get into relationships to take some. And I think it's cool because, like, everybody wants
just
something.
Just take them?
Hold on.
Just
even in friendships and stuff, like, people want something. Everybody wants something. We know that. But if you are entering a relationship and your spirit is like, I'm here to take something, naturally the relationship is going to have a difficult time sustaining itself.
Yeah.
Versus when two people that both want something.
Yes.
Go into the relationship with a spirit of
but
giving.
Also want to give.
If you go into a relationship with a spirit of giving on both sides, it's a very different energy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it very? Because in those relationships, you replenish
Christmas all year round. Of course, it's gonna be good.
Man,
spirit
what?
Of motherfucking
look
giving.
At you feeding into. Oh my
no, God. I'm not feeding into that. You're talking about Birkin bags. I'm talking about soul energy.
No,
you know what I mean? I'm talking about soul energy. She over there. You know what I mean?
Soul
energy. You know what I mean? I don't know. Yo, you thought we was on the same page?
Over here.
Nah, it's like really like I think giving people things and stuff is cool, but like your soul, what you
but
do with your soul energy is the most important thing. If you come with If you come with the spirit of generosity with your soul energy, yeah. that's always going to be the most important thing on both sides. If you both come in there like that,
yeah. and thank
and you both just filling each other cup, cool, buy each other things. But if you both filling cups, yeah. that's it's a very different recipe for sustenance. If you ask me, that's what I think a huge problem is. A lot of people like, yo, I need this, I need a dude do this for me. No. A dude's like, I need a girl. It's like, what you bringing though? What are you bringing? Why are we not coming in like, yeah, I bring this. Instead, I hear, I need this. That's the problem right there. They come in, I need this. You got a list of 59 things. Can you even bring 59 things, Mom? You know what I mean? That's what I see. A lot of people coming in trying to take.
I'll bring a list of 10. She brings a list of 10 in the beginning. And then it'll be a list of 30. And then it'll just grow.
I just see a lot of people coming in to take. But if you have a garden, bro, you're not just going to eat fruit. You're going to have to do the soil thing. You're going to have to put the fertilizer in there. You know what I mean? You're going to have to do that with the soil and give back to the soil you're taking from when you take the fruit. A lot of people come in and taking the oranges off and the apples off and cherries, but they're not replenishing the soil. They're not feeding the plant. You got to feed the plant.
You know what a big problem is with that?
What's up?
People being thankful.
Oh, yeah, somebody give her a podium. You're going off right now.
Why? I'm saying,
no, you're right.
People
no,
don't appreciate a lot of things that people do for them. Yeah. Even little shit. Yeah. Like,
yeah. I think appreciation is an act. A lot of people are like, oh, I appreciate this. No, you don't. Like, if you really are grateful for something, you're going to show, there's going to be an action behind that.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah. If your actions don't show gratitude, you really in a state of gratitude like that? Mm-hmm. I think it's an act, if you ask me. That's just what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to tell people. Sometimes you ain't even got to tell somebody thank you because they done already felt it by how you responded. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, bro.
You know what I mean? Because if there's two doors and I open the first one and you go and open the next one, if you don't say thank you, I ain't going to say nothing because you already just said thank you. You already just did the thing.
Oh, yeah,
I ain't need to say nothing to you.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? That's. I feel like that's what a lot of people are disconnected from.
Yeah.
Is that you ain't got to say nothing about
that. Agreed. Yeah. Well,
gratitude is really, really, really powerful and I think people don't understand the power of gratitude, especially in relationships.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. if you're in a marriage, and it's so it's like this whole thing about love. Everybody thinks about love, the word love, the action of love, the noun love, the all that stuff in a different way.
What
so
is
it's
love?
Like that's exactly what I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to say. So. Because I think also in marriage there's a duty that comes before love.
What is that?
A duty to your family.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, but that I think that comes before.
So what if you're married to someone and y'all don't have a family yet?
Duty still exists. Should. It should exist.
Talk about it.
I mean, so are you at? So this is my thing. Is like I hear a lot of love. This love that love this love that. I think that's cool.
Isn't it fleet, though?
It's fleeting.
That's
what
I'm saying, right?
Love is a fleeting thing.
It fleets.
And
like, you could love dance one day, and next year, you're going to hate it.
Facts.
Exactly, and that's why you got to communicate that.
No, it's not even the communication. For me, it's like, if you know love is fleeting as an emotion, it can't be the foundation of your relationship.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Like, when you build a house, the foundation of the house got to be solid. It's something that you would expect me to be there the whole time you're living in the house. You know what I'm saying? So if you build the foundation of your relationship on this love thing that is fleeting, you might be in trouble. Because, well, actually, I guess it depends on how you define love. But like, the modern love, like the love I see y'all posting about.
Hollywood love.
If you build it on that Hollywood love thing, oh, goals this, you might be in trouble.
La La Land.
Because I promise you, after a couple of years, it's not going to feel the way it feel that, you know, first couple months and all that, like, you know what I mean? So like, I'm definitely like you when it comes to duty. I think you need to have a sense of like duty and purpose in a relationship, even in a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be what dictates if it lasts or not.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just a self-serving thing in that moment, I don't know if it's gonna last.
But I think
that.
The duty is what makes the love stronger.
What you mean by that?
Okay, yeah, go further.
Because like the commitment to family, right? And that's Alex was saying, like, that is just what grows the love, you know? The commitment to always wanting to keep things fresh, or the commitment to always making sure you have what you need, you know, that you're straight, the checking in on you. You know, the love may fleet or change its levels, but, like, I think consistency and like commitment are should always either be consistent or growing.
It's the action.
Huge word you use is commitment.
Yeah.
Commitment.
Huge word you use is commitment. A lot of people aren't committed to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, like at all. You know?
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Like, how you are in one area is how you're going to be in every area. You know? So it's like, a lot of people, I think, at least our age, you know, I'm not going to lie. I know I'm a committed man, but like, I think if you don't have some kind of commitment to something, you're just lost.
Damn.
You are lost, and you have desires and wants, things that seem obtainable to the eye, but it's like, do you think you've earned it? You know, like, are you a committed person to actually try and get that?
Yeah.
Is the marriage something you really want? Okay, what does it take to be a wife? Are you a wife? Do you have those attributes to be a wife?
And are you going to be committed to that?
Are you going to be, exactly. So it's, and a husband too.
Oh,
are you going to be
sure.
a provider? Are you going to make a certain amount
a
of extra,
mother, a
right?
father.
All that, all those things.
All
the things
that
we respect
that.
Highly above that
yeah.
is the foundation of society.
But
it
let me ask
work,
you this.
Right?
Let me ask you this. The things that you were brought into this world that you didn't choose to be, right? You were brought in this world, you didn't choose to be a son. You didn't choose to be a sister, a brother.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't choose to be a tax-paying citizen.
Right.
you didn't choose to be these things, but you remain committed to them. Why?
Yeah.
Now, vice versa, you're choosing to be a wife, but then some people don't choose to be committed to it.
Yeah.
But they chose that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like now choosing not to remain committed. Vice versa, they didn't choose to be a sister, but you love your sister to death. What's the difference?
Some people don't always love their sisters. Like
no, I agree. I agree with you.
I guess it kind of works both ways because, like, some people, you know, like, some people are born into a role, you know, like you said, and some people can choose a role.
Yeah.
Right?
My question like that, exactly what you just said, if you are born into something versus you choose something. Now, what I'm saying is there's a lot of people who are born into being this role, like
yeah.
I said, brother, sister, daughter, son, and they are very committed to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other people who are and that same person who was born into that,
mm-hmm.
now they're choosing to be wives and husbands and fathers and mothers, and then they don't end up being committed to it. Why? Why are they so committed to something that they didn't choose, but now not choosing to be committed to something that they chose themselves? Do you think people think that it's more socially acceptable to be committed to something you didn't choose as vice versa?
It's not, see,
do you think people think, oh, I'm committed to them because they're my family?
It's not, I mean? It's not as much of a social thing as it is. Like,
I'm not saying it's a social, sorry,
a biological,
that was a wrong word.
Thing.
Biological.
The thing is, like, one of those things is unconditional. Like, you are a brother, regardless of how you're feeling that day.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what you are.
Forever.
But also,
right?
Some people are shitty brothers. Like,
and that's fine, but you still are a brother, though. You just
yeah.
use the word brother. Now, with the other things, you are choosing that role, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you can also unchoose that any moment in time.
You're right.
At
sure.
any moment in time. So, they're naturally going to be different. I tell dudes all the time, like, I mean, any relationship you enter, there's not going to be unconditional love in it. Because
no.
you entered the relationship. So you probably entered. You entered in a certain condition, and so thus you can also exit because lack thereof.
Can I ask you a question? Why do people think this conditional thing, or unconditional thing? Like who made that up? Who made up this unconditional love thing? And said that men and women who are not blood related will have unconditional love? Because I'm sorry, that's just not true.
It's not that.
Like,
it's not that every.
That?
It's not that all blood comes with unconditional.
Not even blood.
Love.
Not even blood.
It's
but
not even, it's,
for you to think that a woman is going to stay by your side like your mother does is stupid.
You're right.
It's fucking
but how many
stupid.
This is the problem. This is why a lot of, I mean, we can go down there, but anyways, a lot of dudes.
But who made that up?
Nobody,
made
this
that
thing,
up?
It's not like, it's not something that was explicitly said. Like, as a young dude growing up with sisters, and there we are women, just like your mom is a woman and your aunt a woman, you just assume that the woman you go meet at school is going to treat you like the women in your house. Because they all women, right? Nah, bro. Because
mm-hmm.
the women in the house are there for a different reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to be related to you regardless, even if they don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
When you go out and you talk to women, those women are not your family.
But
they're only going to engage with you under certain conditions.
But even if you date that woman for 5 years, if you do some fucked up shit, she's not gonna stay around. Okay, some people do, but for you to automatically think that when you fucking stole your mama's money out of her purse and now you stealing your bitch's money and she's gonna stay around like your mama did, you tripping. You fucking tripping.
I think you're right, but how many dudes know that, though?
Not a lot, apparently.
A lot of dudes, this whole ride or die fantasy,
look, my men, women, anybody fucking watching this, ride or die, that's not a thing. I don't know who told you that.
Hey, this is for the fellas, though. Fellas,
I don't know who told you that.
Fellas, know this. Fellas, we all know we got a wifey list. You know what I mean? That's a real thing.
Look at the roll lines.
All dudes listening, they know who on the wifey list. Sometimes it's just one person on the list, but it's a wifey list and it's a real thing. If you don't believe me, read about it. Now, and if you were to ask them why they on that wifey list, some dudes, you know, they might just tell you some weird fantasy about why they on the wifey list. But some dudes can actually explain to you why one girl on that wifey list. And sometimes it's because, you know, she done really stuck around and been through a lot. And that's one thing she did differently that these other girls didn't do. And they will always remember.
Men
what
love
she went
to
through.
Abuse a woman.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Y'all said abuse? No.
Y'all acting like
women don't abuse people.
They do.
Let's not play games.
We don't get into that because let's not play games.
Y'all, but
they're saying, oh, that woman stuck around. Oh, that woman stuck around through all the bull ass shit you did.
Between you and a partner.
Yeah, and she's stupid for that. So let her be on your stupid ass wifey list, you dumbass.
Okay, so love is a thing.
I'm good. I ain't no fucking ride or die. I'm a ride for the people who ride for me. And that's how it should be. Period.
Because y'all are.
Period.
I mean,
big trust.
Like, if you're doing like you know, boy girl relationship, like they rarely can get there because
that's
you enter the cutoff conditions.
Yeah, facts.
So that's why you're there as conditioned. So you can't reach a point of unconditional because you enter because of conditional. Like that was literally the key you used to get in. So it can't be unconditional when you use the conditional key to get in. You feel what I'm saying?
You will never love someone unconditionally.
That's not your yeah.
I'm
so
telling
it's very
like
different.
Brand, you
no,
might
no, hold on. I'm
like,
not gonna say never.
No, like,
I'm not gonna say
like,
never.
Like,
I'm just
think of
that,
how
yeah.
much you love your son.
Yeah,
you will never love a man like that.
But does it have to be like I have to be in love with that man to give him unconditional love? You know what I mean?
No.
Like, what if I love him
your
as a
friend?
Person?
I still don't
yeah.
know love.
Listen, I think you give your friends more unconditional love than you do a significant other.
Yeah. No facts.
I agree with that. I think unconditional love only has to be, you know, is that only towards
an intimate partner, or can it just be, are we talking about unconditional love?
I'm talking about towards an intimate partner.
I don't even know what love is, but I don't know what that means.
You will never love a man unconditionally. He do some fuck shit, you gonna leave him.
But nah, yeah.
I had my little side conversation though, but
yeah, dudes know, like, a girl, even though being a ride or die woman, like that might be a different type of life full of thorns and go heads. Like you might that's a life you might have go heads on in your arm and stuff. But one thing that's true is dudes will look at you some type of way if they're like, yo, you really went through all that? Like, yo, okay, I gotta put that in my notepad. That's just stated just what it is. You know what I mean? It's what it is.
I'm a ride for those who ride for me. I will say that once and I'm gonna say it again. Period.
Man, that's cool, but like I said, we didn't decide that. That's just built in the machinery. We just like, oh, you gonna ride like that though? You gonna ride like that though? Because a lot of dudes, they go, if you go to prison or if you gonna go to the military, you're not gonna be here. They really wonder how solid they girl is though.
Stop, that's not a ride or die though. That's not a ride or die. If you go to jail, I'm gonna be there for you because
She's gonna stand beside you.
Can you please listen to me for
2 seconds? This is my thing. I didn't even finish what I was saying, though. Like, this is the thing. It's like,
that's not what I'm talking about.
Long distance relationships are already hard. Yeah. Being with somebody who's in the military who gets deployed, who's been gone for a long time, is difficult. Being with somebody who is gone in prison in the system, even for something he didn't do, is extremely difficult to do because people have relational needs. Right? And so, the reason why dudes value a ride or die, even though those women who are quote-unquote ride or die might go through a lot, is because it's not easy to do.
Okay,
for
so
any woman,
we are talking about two completely
I know what I'm talking
different
about.
Things.
So this is what I'm saying. So
I'm talking about a woman who stays by your side despite all the bullshit you.
That's
put
hard
through.
To do.
No, I'm talking about like disloyalty bullshit. If you're with somebody and they go to jail and you're with them, I don't see why you wouldn't be with them.
You'd be surprised. There's divorces happen because somebody don't make enough money no more. let alone go to jail.
But okay, then we're talking about two different types.
It's all the same concept.
I guess you're right.
Change.
All right, y'all. I'm gonna refresh what I said before. I'm talking about ride or die in terms of like dudes that has to be dragging women through a bunch of shit, like, and then they be calling those women ride or die who stuck around through cheating, unfaithfulness, XYZ. Like, I ain't gonna be there for that.
That's cool.
Yes, in terms of like going to jail, getting deployed, like if you already know the type of lifestyle this person's living. You already know this person as a military person, or you already know this person be doing reckless shit that will probably end them up in jail, then that's shit you know from the jump. Therefore, if they happen to get the consequences of the shit they be doing, yeah, you should be with them because you already knew that from the jump.
I mean,
but if somebody from the jump's telling you, oh, I love you, I'm committed to you, Lola, and then they go do some fuck shit, then yeah, I'm leaving.
I'm saying
because I didn't sign up for that, but I signed up for the military, and I signed up for your reckless lifestyle, so of course I'm going to be here for you through it.
Look, biggest thing is this, is like, dude's going to always view that a certain type of way because you didn't decide to stay when you didn't have to, so they're going to have to look at you different. Like, that's why dudes like,
but
yo,
you did
I,
have to.
That's why dudes would be like, I have a dude I grew up with, yo, like, and I have dudes I grew up with, I've been through stuff with where it's like, yo, you didn't have to stay, but you did. I'm going to look at you different, big dog. That's just what it is, because you decided to stay. I don't know what that reason is, but you decided to stay. It's natural. It's a natural human tendency to look at that person differently,
mm-hmm.
because they decided to stay when they didn't have to, when it wasn't convenient for them. That's the whole concept I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not getting into the reasons. I'm just saying, like, we're always going to judge that
differently. But love shouldn't be about convenience.
Never.
Like, what?
I mean, yeah, this world different, though.
But I do see what you're saying.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, and I agree that those are right or dies. That's not what I was saying. I was saying men nowadays, not saying you,
right.
I know you different,
right.
But most men nowadays be calling women right or dies that stick through them with through bull-ass shit, like disloyalty and shit like that. Like, I wouldn't call that a right or die. I would just call that a stupid-ass bitch, period.
Whoa.
Now, if she sticks with you through the shit she signed up for, then yeah, call her a ride or die by all means.
All that, though, but
yeah, because that's because he's going to cheat on your ass and then expect you to stay. So
no,
watch out,
see,
woman.
See, now
no,
you,
I'm kidding.
See,
I'm
totally
kidding. I'm totally
kidding. You see how she's projecting all this thing?
I'm totally kidding.
No, you low-key being serious. It's a projection.
I'm
hyped. The thing is, what y'all got to take away from that?
He's a low man,
people, they project their fears, you know what I'm saying, onto you. You ain't got to accept. You can swat them away like Serena Williams.
Oh, my God.
But the biggest thing is, if you choose to live the ride-or-die lifestyle, that actually means ride-or-die, okay? So... there's a reason why people call people who die for people heroes. You know what I mean? Because you didn't have to die. You didn't have to cast away your life to save somebody. So if you decide to ride or die, like, do your thing. You have chosen to commit to being a ride or die. People going to judge you differently. That's just what it is. They come at a price. You don't have to do that, though. You don't have to do that. It's a choice. But if you choose to, people might look at you some type of way. That's what it is. That's just what it is.
People gonna look at you like you a stupid ass bitch.
Maybe you gonna look at somebody like that. They might not be, though.
Good luck, sis. Good luck.
You might not
be. He is spitting all this shit into y'all's ears.
This world is a big place, man. This world is a big place.
Good luck. Good luck.
Okay, all right. Well,
good luck.
I think this has been a great discussion so far. I have to bring this to a close, sadly.
Good luck, woman.
The end of the day, though, I think what you're trying to get at is that you shouldn't treat your romantic relationships separate like your friendships all as well.
Sure.
You know, that's something that's to be reminded, because it's key, because you wouldn't do your best friends wrong like you would do your significant other wrong. You know, so it's just why should it be separate?
Some people will do their best friends.
That's
but
bad.
They will. That's why we're trying to say that you shouldn't do that, though. Like, that's why.
But they still do it. It happens.
But I'm just saying that's my moral.
People do a lot of shit they know.
That's
they
my morality. That's where our principles lie. I wouldn't do my significant other like that, because I wouldn't do my best friends like that. That's just me, though. That's me. I can only speak for me.
Yeah.
You know. So, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, this is a great conversation. We'll have another one. We'll have more, because there's always more to be talked about. Emmanuel looks like he got some things on his mind that he hasn't said.
I got
him
over here, though. We both got. Bounce
in
the leg.
Dilo always comes in.
I want to hear your point. I want to hear your side of it. Why would you say a woman that's stuck around through cheating is a ride or die?
Look,
and why do you, why would you say men look at her differently?
I don't even use that language. I'm just explaining to you why some people do.
I know. I don't want to hear why. I'm totally
just,
open
you,
to
you. You're going to be judged differently based on your level of commitment. Just like how people will always, RIP Kobe Bryant, but will look at him differently because of his commitment to the game. Because it costed so much for him to become that. So we're going to evaluate and judge him, respect him differently because he really was routed out for the game.
Let me ask you something, man. Let me ask you something. I know this is going to get your ass.
All right, y'all got 1 minute.
All right. You with a shorty. You with a shorty. You with a shorty.
Shorty.
And she's cheating on your ass, but you stick around with her, and then she finally...
First of all, that's never happening.
No, that's never... Guys, that's never happened to you. Oh, okay. Tolerate that shit. He don't tolerate nothing.
Yeah.
So watch
anyway,
out.
Anyway, my bad.
But, you with a shorty, she's cheating on your ass, but you stick around, and then she finally blossoms into this person she's gonna be, and now she's loyal to your ass. How do you think women look at you? Question.
Like a sucker.
Okay! So when I just said women look at bitches who do the same shit as, like, you a dumbass bitch, what's the difference? What's the difference?
You think men and women are symmetrical.
No, it's not symmetrical, but I'm telling you.
And the things that they evaluate, men and women are not symmetrical like that. We're just not. I'm just telling you right now, we're just not.
I agree with you.
Very different. Like, we're more similar than we are different, but the differences need to be discussed because they're important. That's why. That's where me and you will. All
right.
In the next podcast, in the next episode, but I appreciate everybody that listens.
10 minute intermission.
Yeah. If you listen this much, if you were,
you know what I mean?
Like, if you was here for the whole hour and 10, 12 minutes, 11 minutes, man, you a real one. I fuck with you heavy.
You a ride or die. You a ride or die.
The real ride or die. I'm out of here.
Got people over there. Hey, Boateng.